Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your closing bell for September 29th, 2025. Some mortgage rates didn't move today. The stock market really didn't move at all today. Why? Well, the increase of a government shutdown just went to 70%. So check this out. Because of this, here's what's going to happen. We're not going to get the Labor Department's information, and that's going to be a big to-do because that's what the Federal Reserve is really monitoring, because at the last rate cut, they told us right through here the reason why they cut rates is because of the jobs market. So if the government shuts down, that's going to mean home buyers are putting on home purchases because mortgage rates might go to 7%. Did you see how I used all those headlines to produce this video? So without further ado, folks, let's get over to the reason why these might be affected in the next few days because of the government shutdown and why maybe you shouldn't be that concerned about it. So if you want to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it, well, folks, let's get to today's news. So let's wrap all this together, and I want to explain to you guys what is expected to go on, and then what the long term, or well, what the short term, mid term, and maybe long term effect of all this is going to be. So, if you're focusing in on this channel, it's because you're watching these over here. You're most likely looking to buy or refinance, right? Well, my name is Dan Friona. I do this report each day to help inform you guys of just that. So, let's get over to today's news and try to figure out where rates are going from here. Because if you go over to Yahoo Finance, they just came out the other day and says, will mortgage rates go back up to 7%? Here's some signs to watch. So let's get over to the news that we got today. The odds of a government shutdown just shot up to 70%. I think they're meeting right now behind closed doors, and I don't know what's going to happen really behind this. You don't really see the bond market and the stock market really reacting in a way that they're predicting the shutdown, but here's the concern that we have. The Labor Department won't be able to produce a lot of the data that we're concerned about or the markets are concerned about right now. And what that data is, it's right through here. The Federal Reserve, the reason why they cut rates at the last meeting was right here. The committee is attentive to the risk on both sides of the dual mandate and judging that the downside risks of employment has risen in support of this goal. In light of the shift in the balance of risk, we have decided to cut rates 0.25%. So that's the reason why they cut rates. So now if we can't get any of this data, what's going to happen to the markets? Well, let's go over to see what would cause rates to go to 7%. That's the first thing we want to cover in this video. And then the next thing is the economic news that's coming down the pike that we might get or that we might not get. So what I did is I put together a format like this so you can understand kind of what we're going to look at in today's video. The biggest thing that you're seeing all over the markets and all over mainstream media is the Federal Reserve's most likely going to shut down. So what does that mean? Well, let's go back and look at some of the data points that we focus in on each day to figure out where rates are going. And then a lot of those data points aren't going to be here. So what are other things that we can focus in on? Well, let's look at today's newsletter. So I'm going to post this. It will be in my blog post. It will be listed as the rate update closing bell, September 29th. And here's what we're going to look at in today's news, folks. So let's get over to, I'll get my head out of the way so you can see the whole content of this. So here's what we're looking at. The shutdown risks of a government shutdown, just spiked up to 70%. So what a lot of traders might do is flee to safety right through here. That's what she's saying, a flight to safety. What a lot of investors will do, they'll sell stocks and then they'll move their money into treasuries or other bonds. Okay, so if you're new to my channel, we're going to focus in on bonds here in a minute, but I want to show you all the details that we're going to really focus in on. That can nudge the 10-year treasury lower, and when you see the 10-year treasury going lower, you usually see mortgage rates going lower as well. Longer or messier standoffs can widen the MBS spread, that's a mortgage bond, and I'll focus again on that in a second, and reapply upward pressure to rates. So if you want to see the Yahoo article, I'll post it right in through here, and if you also want to track the 10-year treasury, I'll have that right over the here. Here's what's happened over the last two times that the government shut down. One occurred in 2013, and there was a bottleneck. I was in the business, and this was really chaotic because you really had a tough time closing FHA and USDA loans because the government was shut down, and these are part of the government. So even VA loans you're going to have some headaches with. Okay, what happened? Well, rates leveled off and the process just kind of smoothed over. So what happened after a couple weeks or 2 weeks? Basically, everybody that was, you know, off got rehired back on, got their back pays, and everything kind of smoothed out. Now, there was a longer shutdown in 2018 and 2019. It was about a month long, and this was kind of more kind of choppier than the last, because a longer shutdown basically means FHA, USDA, VA loans are going to be shut down, basically. And then you're also going to not get a lot of the data that the markets are looking at to figure out what direction they're going to take. So the market's effect faded after it was absorbed through the system, but they do cause interruptions. You go down through here, here's the roadmap of kind of where we are. So could we get to 7% rates? Well, it looks like it's kind of favorable. You have the 10-year treasury, it's rebounding. When the Federal Reserve cut rates, the 10-year treasury was at 3.99, or we can also say 4%. What is it today? Here's the 10-year treasury. It's 4.14. So it's up 0.8% from when the Federal Reserve cut. So that means mortgage rates or MBSs or 10-year treasury yields are rebounding. Stickier inflation. Well, we got that news from the PCE recently. That's the number one inflation measure that the Federal Reserve monitors. And it actually showed an uptick in the inflation numbers. And where are those inflation numbers? Let's just go over to the Federal Reserve Rate Watch tool to figure that out. So if you go to this, here's what we got last week. The PCE, the number one inflation that the Federal Reserve monitors. So inflation, it increased up from 2.6 to 2.7, in line with economists. And that's why you didn't really see the markets adjusting too much with that. But it does indicate that there is stickier inflation. We're getting wider MBS spreads. Well, we can have that right through here if the government shuts down a little bit longer. And then geopolitical risks. Well, as I'm doing this video, we're hearing about the Middle East unrest over there as we speak. So a lot of these trigger points are actually going in place right now. So we're going to watch the 10-year treasury, see where it settles in. But here's the most possible outcome. And here's why I say that. The 10-year treasury yield at 3.5 on a sustained basis. We're at 4.14 now, so we're not sustaining there, so let's ixnay that one. Core inflation, well, it's above 2%. It actually keeps going up. Now we're at 2.7, so we're going to nix that one. Here's the biggest thing. Federal Reserve signals rate cut paths, and the biggest thing there is they're watching that jobs report or that jobs market, and that's what I'm saying. That's going to stay pretty laxed at this time as we do get the data, and you're going to see that further rate cuts from the Fed are most likely, and then that's going to fall in place and then cause rates over term, over the midterm and long term, to kind of drop from where we are. If you're closing in the next 30 days, we're suggesting right now you lock in. If you have a longer duration of time to wait, we're going to give you two options. We really don't know where this data is taking us. So you can subscribe to my channel right through here to watch every day. But you can also sign up for here. If you're currently a homeowner and you're wanting to track interest rates, so let's say, for example, your rate now is 7% and you're like, hey, Dan, when rates hit 6, I would love to refinance. Well, check out that tool right through there. So that's the data points we're going to hit for today. So let's kind of dive over this with a kind of broad stroke. Right now, mortgage rates are stagnant. The reason being is the markets don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day with the government. Are they going to be shut down? At that point, you're going to have a lot of people out of work. You might have massive people just getting let go. Not a good thing for the economy. But the unfortunate part about this is you also have the inflation measures in the background that the Federal Reserve is concerned about. So are they going to cut rates? Will they be cutting rates? Most likely. But you're going to have to wait for the federal government to get back in operations. How long is that going to take? Don't know. So that's what's taking effect there. But my thoughts on all this, I'm not expecting rates to go really much higher than this. My range right now is 6.25 to 6.5. So if you're in that range right now and you're on the sidelines waiting to lock in and close, maybe on a refinance, you know, folks don't know really when the rates are going to get down any lower than this. So you might want to look at some of the numbers to see if it does make sense to refinance at this time. And I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. Because the reason why I do this video, folks, is my name is Dan Frio. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you out if you're looking to buy or refinance. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video because we have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders to make sure you're getting the lowest fees and the lowest rate in the markets. So let's get over to what I'm thinking is going to take place. The government probably is going to shut down. Will it be long-lived, short-lived? Don't know, but the markets will kind of normalize over time. That's my probability and my hopes behind it. I hope there isn't a massive layoffs because President Trump's coming in right now saying, well, let's go to the headline news. He's saying not only might there be a shutdown, we might also drop a lot of agencies and get rid of a lot of agencies, thus having another mass exodus from the government. So that's one thing to be concerned about. The next thing is, are we going to get any data and where the Labor Department's going to go or any of the economic news that we're going to get the rest of the week? Because here's what the markets are focused in on. Today, President Trump, he's speaking actually as we're talking now. Tomorrow, here's what we're going to get. We're going to get the jobs JOLTS report. This tells us how many job openings and labor transfers there were. How many people are leaving a job and then getting right back absorbed into the market? That's what we're looking for, to make sure that people aren't piling on top of each other when it comes to the jobless claims, because that's not good for the economy. Then we might go into a black hole at that point from here on out to see where this additional data is going to go. And unless we really get this data, I'm really not quite sure how the markets are going to react to this. So stay tuned tomorrow at the opening bell. So we're going to focus in on, did the government, are they still acting? Are they negotiating? Is the government going to shut down for sure? And how all that will be affecting these over here and the whys behind it. So folks, let's get over to who I am and what do? So my name is Dan Friel. I do this report each day to help inform you guys what's going on with mortgage rates and the whys behind it. We also talk about products and even things like, if you're a first-time home buyer, maybe you need some home down payment assistance. Check out one of these programs that we have for you. It'll give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. And again, like I said at the earlier part of this video, if you're watching this video, most likely you're looking to buy or refinance. So let's say you're looking to refinance. How do you manage this, and how do you even refinance? We have a live event coming up this week that actually talks to you and explains to you, what do you look for when you're looking to refinance? How much are you looking to save? What documents might you need? What are the rates looking like? Does it make any sense? So that's what we're going to talk about in our live event later this week. But if you want to reach out to us and say, hey, Dan, I have my rate right now is at 7.25. And when rates hit 6.25, reach out to me. You can do just that. Click the refinance tab right through here at the rate update. You're going to fill in your information right through here. Folks, I don't sell the data. What all I'm going to do is help you track mortgage rates. And as soon as rates hit exactly where you want them to be, I'll reach out to you and we'll go over what your new payment would be, what your savings is going to be, what the cost will be, and what your break-even point's going to be. And if it makes sense, we'll get you locked in and the paperwork started. If not, we'll just lower the rate on the RateWatch tool and contact you the next time rates drop. So that's our report for today, folks. Don't freak out about the government. Stay calm. We're also going to talk tomorrow on Stock Talk Tuesday, how we just use dollar cost averaging to make investing a little bit simpler through these crazy times. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. I hope you have a fantastic evening. Be safe out there, and I'll see you at the opening bell. Take care and see you then. Bye-bye.